Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From pop culture to politics, this is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth, where America's longest war is by no means our greatest war. The longest war we've ever fought is the war in Afghanistan, which American involvement comes to an end almost immediately. And what does it mean? And is it a mistake? And what are the options to reduce the suffering and the pain of the Afghan people, including literally hundreds of thousands who have staked their lives and their families' safety and their future on cooperation with the United States of America? Those are among the questions raised in a very compelling piece in the Washington Post by their foreign affairs columnist, David Ignatius. He is also the author of 11 spy novels, including a number of bestsellers, and one of them, Body of Lies, which became a film in 2008, starring Leonardo DiCaprio and Russell Crowe. David Ignatius, it is great to speak to you, and congratulations on a very important piece. The name of the piece, the title, is In Afghanistan, A Summer of Pain Awaits. Is that summer of pain inevitable?
I think it probably is, Michael. Thanks for having me on and talking about the article. We are now so far along in our military drawdown that it's going to be almost impossible to reverse the momentum that the Taliban insurgents now have throughout Afghanistan. When President Biden announced in April that he was going to be pulling out the remaining 2,500 U.S. troops, not very many troops, but still a steadying presence, quickly by September 15, the situation around the country disintegrated much more quickly than I think the White House realized it would. More than 50 district capitals have been seized by the Taliban since May. The Taliban are now at the outskirts of the large provincial capitals, poised to take them. I'm told by my Afghan contacts that there's something approaching a feeling of panic in some of those cities. So I just wanted to make my readers and your listeners aware of the danger, the pain that's ahead. We all are just exhausted by the Afghanistan war. It's our longest and most frustrating conflict, but we're not going to like what we're going to see in the next few months as American troops leave and the people who depended on us are at great risk, and I fear many will be killed.
One of the things that is, I think, surprising to many people who pause to think about it is there are very, very few areas where President Biden seems to have literally just reproduced, followed, continued the policies of President Trump. This is one of the very few, isn't it, that both the two most recent presidents have been determined to bring all of our troops home?
I think you're right, and that tells us something about the public mood. I think President Trump and Biden both were reflecting a public sentiment. My own feeling is somebody who's traveled many, many times over these last 20 years to Afghanistan is that we had with this very small force that was remaining there a low cost in terms of both money and American blood, way to maintain some stability in the country. We, you know, left thousands of troops in Korea and Germany after the wars there. It's something we accepted as part of our responsibility.
And they're still there now.
Power. They're still there now. You know, you can question the numbers, but, you know, I think the stabilizing value of U.S. troops in South Korea and deterring the North is pretty obvious. It's not something that I find troubling. The numbers of troops in Europe may be beyond what they need to be, but I think you're right to say there's continuity from Trump to Biden in this. Biden felt intensely about this issue. He remembered in 2009 when the military basically convinced President Obama, who wanted to get the troops out also, to in fact add more troops. He was the only person in the White House back then who really strongly opposed it. He wasn't going to let it happen again.
And what if things continue to go wrong with a virtual and entire Taliban takeover? First of all, and something you address in your piece, which is posted up at our website at michaelmedved.com, what happened to the idea that began under Trump, continued under Biden, that we were going to negotiate some kind of deal with the Taliban? That's not happening, is it?
It isn't. We're attempting those negotiations. The problem, Michael, in simple terms, is that the Taliban are kind of drunk with victory. They think that they won. Why should they negotiate? Why should they give up anything? Our leverage on them pretty much vanished once we announced that the troops were all coming out. I hope that they will realize that it's not in their interest to have another civil war. There will be people who will fight them in these cities, and that it's in their interest to have more stability, not less. Certainly every country surrounding Afghanistan, Pakistan, Russia, China, even Iran, agrees that a Taliban military takeover in Kabul would be a bad thing for everybody. So there's a lot of support for this idea. Will it get through to the Taliban themselves? So far it hasn't.
What are President Biden's options if it all goes south, if the Taliban simply impose their will and a vicious, religiously fanatical, obviously, a genocidal government?
So we all remember what happened tragically in Iraq, where the American people were sick of that war too, and President Obama withdrew our troops from Iraq in 2011, and they were back essentially 3 years later fighting a new enemy, the Islamic State, ISIS, that had come in. We pray that a similar situation won't happen in Afghanistan. The military and the intelligence agencies have thought a lot about how to protect against threats to our homeland from over the horizon. We'll have to fly drones from somewhere, but it'll be pretty far from Afghanistan. And we just have to hope that we'll be able to deter threats to our country. But the chaos inside Afghanistan and the spillover effects on countries in the region, the chaos, in addition to just the raw, the human suffering, the loss of life, the people there, it's going to be tough to watch. I wrote when President Biden first announced this policy that Americans were going to need to have cold hearts and strong stomachs for what was ahead, because it's not going to be easy to watch.
And you think it does not become any kind of political issue because the two parties seem to agree. Is that it?
So I think it'll be very hard for Republicans to criticize President Biden, given how strong Trump's enthusiasm for pulling troops out. If Trump had had his way, they all would have been out by last December 31st. I think it'll be hard for them to make it a partisan issue. I think the question that is going to confront Biden, that's going to be a really difficult one, is if these major provincial capitals are falling, if Kabul, the capital of the country, is in danger, will Biden be pressed to use U.S. air power to save the day, to push back the Taliban? The Taliban will be out in large numbers.
We will see, and you'll have a much better forecast if you take a look at the piece by David Ignatius. A pleasure speaking with you and an honor. Hope to do so again. We will be right back on the MedVed Show.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of My Pillow, here to tell you about my Giza Dream bed sheets. I made sure that they would be everything you'd ever want in a sheet set. I started with the world's finest cotton called Giza. It's only grown in a region where the Sahara Desert, the Nile River, and the Mediterranean Sea all meet. The long staple cotton makes my Giza Dream sheets ultra soft and durable. They come with extra wide pillowcases to fit over any pillow and extra deep pockets to fit over any mattress. Not only that, they come with my 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. I personally guarantee that they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own.
That's two for one low price, plus free shipping. Call 800-320-6280 or MyPillow.com, promo code NEDVET. That's 800-320-6280. Use the promo code MEDVET for these great radio specials. Small investors shamed Wall Street by running the price of certain stocks way up to the detriment of big hedge funds, social media, and trading platforms, then kept investors from buying stock. A financial war is being waged in America. With all this volatility, now's an even better time to protect your net worth and own precious metals as part of your portfolio. Nick Rovich, who's the owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, has always been fair and honest with my precious metals holdings, and now, more than ever, it's a good time to own tangible assets like gold, silver, and platinum. AmFed can show you smart choices, which have been proven winners time and time again. Call Nick and his team at AmFed today, 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694, or visit AmericanFederal.com.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting, alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Michael, you have the greatest show on the planet.
The Michael Medved Show.
And as we're coming up to the 4th of July, I am proud to assert that we have the finest military on the planet. No doubt about it. No question about it. But not everything is great news with the U.S. military. We're just speaking with David Ignatius about the prospects, which are deeply, deeply sobering, about what may happen in Afghanistan and to the Afghan people, and particularly to people who had tied their fate to the United States of America. There's also more lighthearted news, I guess you could say, about another military issue This Newsweek is reporting the U.S. military defends a drag show at the largest training center as essential to morale. And now, honestly, I thought this was The Onion. When I was reading it, I thought somebody, okay, you have this very Nellis Air Force Base, which is very high tech, very, very important to our national defense. And here is the story. The Nellis Air Force Base in Nevada hosted its first ever drag show in order to boost morale and promote inclusivity and diversity, according to the base. The Drag You Nellis show was held at the Las Vegas base on June 17th, obviously part of the celebration of Pride Month. The Nellis Air Force Base Pride Committee planned the event, and the Nellis Top 3 sponsored the show. According to the group's Facebook page, Nellis Top 3 is a social and professional organization established to enhance the morale, esprit de corps, of all enlisted personnel assigned to the wing, and to facilitate cooperation between members of the top three enlisted grades. The Nellis Air Force Base Pride Committee focused on diversity and inclusion initiatives at the base, and the group is made up of volunteers across the base, so said Lieutenant Colonel Byron McGarry, who's a Nellis spokesperson. The show featured professional drag queens. You know, what a country. You can make a living dressing up as a woman if you're a guy.
Sexy and sassy.
What a country.
Hey, girls, a real woman is here.
The show featured drag queens from the Las Vegas area, and including appearances by the celebrated Coco Montrese, Makena Knight, and Alexis Mateo. Jeremy, did you heard of any of those drag queens before? No, I don't think so. And probably you never use them for any of your daughter's birthday parties. But, okay, the event intended to... okay, this is Newsweek, okay? The event intended to help attendees, quote, discover the significance of drag in the LGBT plus community, according to the event's flyer. What is the significance of drag? I guess, someone tweeted out, Bravo Kilo Actual tweeted out, I guess the airmen at Nellis Air Force Base have completely mastered air and ground combat, so they can now relax with an event that has grown men in dresses twerking. Very, very cool. Okay, if you can put your mind at ease, this is the Chair Force, as people derisively know, it's the Air Force. A Nellis Air Force Base spokesman told Newsweek, Nellis Air Force Base is committed to providing and championing an environment that is characterized by equal opportunity, diversity, and inclusion. Base leaders remain supportive of events and initiatives that reinforce the Air Force's emphasis on diversity and inclusion toward recognizing the value every one of our airmen brings to the team. Okay, earlier the base provided a statement to Breitbart surrounding the show. They said the event was sponsored by a private organization and provided an opportunity for attendees to learn more about the history and significance of drag performance art within the LGBT plus community, ensuring our ranks reflect and are inclusive of the American people is essential to the morale, cohesion, and readiness of the military. Okay, do you remember Bill Clinton, who at the very beginning of his presidency, he was responsible for the first attempt to authorize homosexuals, people who were out of the closet, gay people, to serve openly and in the military. But that created a great deal of controversy, and basically he came up with this policy of don't ask, don't tell. Now, this is not in another eon. This is within the living memory of some people. And it's an enormous distance, is it not, between the idea of having a drag show to show the meaning and the depth and the profound value of drag. I am stunned by this. And again, the whole idea, and we were talking earlier to Michael Knowles about his book, his book, which is called Speechless. I am rendered speechless by the idea that the use of the word pride is that right now you don't even say pride of a lion, family grouping of lions and lionesses. The word pride has been totally taken over. And look, I think it's great for people to feel confident and to feel a sense of community and to feel bonds. And I am sure that some of the people who have dedicated their lives to military service, who may be part of the LGBT plus community, they didn't add the Q in there in the Air Force, you'll notice. Fine, everyone should live and be well. And I hope this does not become a huge issue, but shouldn't there be, at least coming up to the 4th of July, maybe a more traditional way to try to celebrate the commitment of our military to of their lives, their fortunes, and their sacred honors? There's also reparations have been voted. And no, not on a federal basis, but reparations for the damages of slavery and the years following slavery by a city. It's a prosperous and prominent city. We'll tell you which one. And I also want to spend a moment at least to play some of the highlights of President Trump's beginning of his revenge tour. He's was in Lorain County, Ohio, in Wellington, Ohio, last night, together with Marjorie Taylor Greene and others. And big crowd, of course, enthusiastic crowd. We'll play that for you and more coming up on the MedVed Show.
You want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want
the Michael MedVed Show.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown, small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
An antitrust complaint against Facebook is being thrown out. A court in Washington, D.C. says a complaint against a California-based company is legally insufficient. The court ruling the FTC failed to prove Facebook has monopoly power. However, the ruling isn't all bad news for federal regulators. Despite the complaint being tossed, the case is still intact, meaning the FTC can bring it back if they present more evidence. At least 10 people are dead and 150 are still missing as authorities try to find out how a condo in Surfside, Florida collapsed last week. Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis saying they're looking into the structural issues.
And this is something that's going to require community involvement, local government, state government, and FEMA for a while, and we're in that for the long haul.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
To deal with the truth.
The Michael Medved Show.
And on the Michael Medved Show, the truth is that this is a moment of considerable hope, optimism, and energy for a lot of Republicans as they look forward to the election of 2022. Because it's an election where historically, the historical pattern is almost always, with only two exceptions in the last, 70 years, has a president just elected for his first term, has his party actually won seats in a off-year election. And there's every indication, and part of it has to do with reapportionment, part of it has to do with population trends, part of it has to do with retirements. There have been a bunch of Democrats who already announced their retirements. The Republicans should have a great shot at taking over the House. And one of the reasons that I think that President Trump's speech last weekend, he spoke on Saturday night in Wellington, Ohio, in Lorain County, and he spoke there precisely to go after an incumbent Republican who he doesn't like at all. And Tony Gonzalez, former All-American football player for Ohio State. Leave that aside for a moment. I don't think the Trump campaign or the Republican Party or people who are looking for victory wanted a tremendous amount of attention to Trump's new speech. And one of the reasons I believe that is because one of the introductory acts, the warm-up acts for President Trump, was the one and only Marjorie Taylor Greene, who could be the the most controversial member of the Republican caucus. That's Marjorie Taylor Greene. They have a parenthesis after R QAnon. Marjorie Taylor Greene had this to say about her Democratic rivals. Clip 7. She said that AOC was a little communist and that she's not really an American and that she should be locked up. AOC, by the way, was born in the Bronx. Her father was also born in the Bronx, which would also have given her American. Here it is. Here's Marjorie Taylor Greene.
Now, here's something you really need to know. The Democrats are now controlled by the Jihad Squad, led by AOC, the little communist from New York City. Right. Yeah, lock her up, too. That's a good idea. She's not an American. She really doesn't embrace our American ways.
Okay, and then there was much, much more. The president spoke at some length, as he does, and he made a clear declaration of what actually happened on November 3rd. This is clip 8.
The radical left is trying to rip our nation apart, and there is no depth to which they will not sink. You've seen it, and you've seen it strongly. Just can't have it. There's no better example than the election that we talk about and talk about so proudly because we did so well. The 2020 presidential election was rigged. We won the election in a landslide. You know it. I know it. And you know who else knows it? The fake news knows it.
And added this. This is clip 6.
There's never been a movement like it. There has never been. You know, over the years I've seen people, if they did fairly well in a primary 30 years ago, they become stars fairly well. We won the election twice. And it's possible we'll have to win it a third time. It's possible.
And in terms of President Trump's undeniable achievements, I think one of his undeniable achievements, and probably the biggest one, was the appointment of 3 outstanding justices to the Supreme Court, Gorsuch, Kavanaugh, and Coney Barrett. But he said this about our judges. This is clip 9.
Many of our judges were gutless, and our Supreme Court, I am ashamed of our Supreme Court. I'm ashamed.
Really? The idea that this particular approach is going to help, he attacked Tony Gonzalez, who is he's a second-term congressman. He won by about 10 points last time, and he should be okay in his district, but President Trump is already supporting a primary challenger. He's already supporting a primary challenger to Liz Cheney. He spoke over the weekend against Brian Kemp. He has already endorsed a primary challenger to Lisa Murkowski. The difficulty about this is that if this election is about approval or disapproval of Democrats and of Nancy Pelosi and of Chuck Schumer, then there's every possibility for Republicans to win. But if it is about replacing Republicans that President Trump doesn't like with Republicans that he thinks would be better, and replacing Republicans who have won multiple elections in the past and proven popular and established in their district, it's a tough, tough undertaking for Republicans to take on. Meanwhile, Ron DeSantis, of course, is attracting attention from almost everyone as a likely presidential Trump front runner, maybe even if President Trump is a candidate. But that led to Samantha Bee on TBS, who had a particularly unfunny way to attack him or to crack a joke at his expense. This is clip 12.
But even a slightly less dumb, more competent version of Trump could be very dangerous. Whether his agenda is passed or not, DeSantis still wins by signaling his MAGA values to a base that may be eager for a Trump 2.0. minus some of the bugs of the defective first version. For now, DeSantis' biggest weakness might actually be his popularity. Trump's fragile ego requires him to lash out at anyone who threatens his dominance, so he is unlikely to cede the 2024 nomination without a vicious fight. Perhaps our best hope is that the two split the vote and take each other out, leaving Democrats to run against the Republicans' next strongest contenders. I don't know, man. Amy Grant seems nice.
Hilarious? Not exactly. And by the way, I do not believe that President Trump will run unless he's fairly sure that he would win. And I think that's a very dubious proposition. It certainly would be a very tough situation to imagine President Trump running against one of the other leading contenders. Speaking of which, we're going to be speaking, I'm honored to say, to Secretary of State, former Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, a little bit later this week. Something else that less honorable, the city of Amherst, Massachusetts, not the college, but the city that contains the college, is establishing a reparations fund that will be used for making restitution to black residents for past harms against them and leading to a process of reconciliation. The town council voted 12 to 1 in favor of setting up a special purpose stabilization fund for reparations. No money is yet in the account, though a plan was recently presented by town finance officials that would put $210,000 into the account later this year when free cash is certified. In quickly approving the fund, District 3 Councilor Dorothy Pam said she anticipates this will be a positive for the community as a whole. Only at-large Councilor Mandy Jo Haneke voted against creating the fund, but her vote was entirely for technical reasons, including that it was premature to establish a fund before forming the African American Reparations Assembly. The idea there are now 12 cities that have set up reparations funds. This could be a devastating issue against Democrats, seems to me, coming up on the MedVed Show.
I've had several knee injuries on my left knee, and so over time, stiffness set in with a great deal of pain. So I went ahead and ordered the starter packet, and after about 2 weeks, I started noticing results. And after they were gone and I reordered, let's say 6 weeks in, my pain was virtually gone. But the big bonus was that the stiffness was also virtually gone. And so, therefore, my problem with my left hip also went away. I'm very happy I decided to try it and will continue to use it.
You can get a 3-week quick start for just $19.95. That's 95 cents a day. What a good investment. Nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. You can go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor. That's michaelmedved.com, banner for Relief Factor, or call 833 toll free 654-PAIN, 833-654-PAIN. Okay, how crucial are faith and freedom really to America? Ronald Reagan called faith and freedom the twin beacons that brighten the American sky. What did Reagan mean? Well, you can find out at the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College, which has just launched a new course on the legacy of Ronald Reagan. This is very important because the course is posted online at the Institute's website, faithandfreedom.com. The course is led by Reagan biographer and expert Dr. Paul Kangor, frequent guest on my show. And the course includes Professor Kangor's one-on-one interviews with the likes of Bill Bennett, Ed Meese, Peter Robinson, Michael Reagan, and more. It's a remarkable offer that you will truly not find anywhere else, and it's free. Yeah, it's actually free. While you're there at faithandfreedom.com, also check out the many articles and lectures on topics from freedom of conscience to critical race theory, from Madison and Lincoln to Churchill and Reagan. You can find all of this and much more on the website at the Institute for Faith and Freedom, Faith and Freedom.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers, but if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Michael Medved.
I listen to you every single day.
And on the Michael Medved show, talking about the reparations in Amherst, Massachusetts, it's a small city. It's a small gesture. A lot of people can look at that gesture and say it's sincere. It's a desire to help people who need help. But if that were the basis for the money they are providing, is providing money for people who desperately need help in upgrading their lives, if that's the basis for providing money, then you can argue. It's a whether it's economic assistance that is going to be long-term helpful for the community or not. But when the basis is supposed to be things that have happened 100 years ago and more, it's problematic. Because part of the idea of the American experiment is very much not that you bear the burden of who your father was or who your mother was or what your background is. And the notion of taxing some people who may not have even lived in Amherst to provide money. Evanston, Illinois, which, by the way, is another college town, Northwestern University in Evanston, has also initiated the same thing. They're going to provide $25,000 each to a group of black families as reparations. They're designating it as such to help people buy homes or to make home repairs. And meanwhile, the obsession with race continues to preoccupy so much of our national discourse. And the former Chicago Bulls star Scottie Pippen, great basketball player, great personality, now says that Phil Jackson, one of the most successful basketball coaches at any level ever. I mean, on a level, and he's mentioned that way, with John Wooden of UCLA or Coach K of Duke. Allegedly, his former coach, the Hall of Famer Phil Jackson, is racist, despite the fact that he, of course, worked with one of the greatest black athletes of all time, Michael Jordan. Here is the allegation about a 1994 playoff game. It's clip 13.
You said, you need to read between the fine lines. And then you go on to say it was a racial move to give him, Tony Kukoc, a ride.
Well, why would Tony, who was a rookie,
get the last second shot, and you put me out of bounds. That's what I mean, racial. Like, that was Scottie Pippen's team.
But
Scottie Pippen was on pace to be an MVP that year, right?
Yeah.
Why would you put him in a position not to be successful? Why wouldn't you put him in a position to succeed? Michael Jordan is not there. So who's next in line for you?
But if you talk to Phil about this, because you, by saying a racial move, then you're calling Phil a racist.
I don't got a problem with that.
Do you think Phil was or is?
Oh, yeah.
Which is astonishing and, of course, devastating for someone to receive that kind of accusation who has achieved some real greatness in a sport that is completely dominated by African-American stars like Scottie Pippen. Somebody who is not a star politically, and I don't think will become a star, is the Vice President of the United States. She has now had a chance to reflect on her long-awaited, eagerly awaited, much-anticipated, enormously hyped visit to the border. Well, it was actually near the border, not exactly on the border. Okay, fine. So here is what Kamala Harris had to say about what she discovered. This is clip 10.
Our administration, it is important to be clear, is working to build a fair and a functional and a humane immigration system. We feel very strongly about that. And as you know, we inherited a tough situation. In fact, right here in El Paso was the launch of the child separation policy. You saw it as it rolled out on the ground in real time. We have looked at a system where people have been housed in inhumane conditions over the last many years. An asylum system that has been broken and that needs to be reconstructed. And in 5 months, we've made progress, but there's still much more work to be done. But we've made progress.
Okay, the progress, honest to goodness, it is tough to see or credit at all. And part of the problem has been the message from both the president and the vice president that has been so contradictory. Do you remember that they both campaigned suggesting that people would be welcomed en masse, that the old immigration limitations would be removed, that there would be more of an open door policy? And then when Kamala Harris did go on her trip to Guatemala and Honduras and El Salvador, her message to those countries was, don't come. Don't come. So the confusion here is so profound and it is so destructive. And one of the very few things that is in your power when you're a president or a vice president of the United States is to send a message. And one of the problems, and we've seen this in a range of issues, we saw this recently with the negotiations for the infrastructure bill, which are on again, off again, up again. Is it going to be detached? Is it going to be separate? Is it going to be bipartisan? Or is it all going to be done by reconciliation? The confusing messages are so far a characteristic weakness and failure of the Biden administration. Got to get your story straight and send a message to the rest of the world and to the rest of the United States of America. There is a message of understanding and warmth and family feeling with a movie that's had a very warm response and deserves it. It's a lovely film, the latest from Disney Pixar. The name of the film? Luca. Maybe the most sympathetic film ever about a young sea monster. Listen.
Now it's time for Medved's Entertainment Minute.
Two young sea monsters swim away from their watery homes off the coast of Italy and try to pass as humans in a picturesque fishing village where they strike up an unlikely alliance with a flame-haired live wire. In Luca, the latest animated offering from Disney Pixar, now streaming on Disney Plus.
We can go anywhere, do anything. We just gotta stick together.
We underdogs have to look out for each other, right?
Underdogs!
Luca is imaginative, touching, and beautifully animated, with gorgeous locations and effects, even if many of the characters, both humans and sea monsters, look, well, monstrous. There's an uplifting but never corny message about respect, understanding, and friendship, erasing every imaginable difference. Rated PG for some mildly tense content, but totally suitable for a broad family, for a broad audience. 3.5 stars for the strange but satisfying Luca. And keeping up the idea of strange, there's a story that I still don't entirely understand, and it's a story from the weekend of police breaking up a pride parade with tear gas. And why? Where? And why has it not provoked every kind of outrage you can imagine? And speaking of outrage, there's a pattern that has emerged and has been extraordinarily disturbing of various fundraising committees for both Republicans and Democrats. And it's truly shameful, taking advantage of vulnerable older people who may not be very good at the internet to bilk them out of literally millions of dollars. How does this happen? What can be done to stop it? And what should be done better? We will talk about that tomorrow, and we'll also have on the author of an important new article on Iran's perilous pursuit of nuclear weapons. This by David Albright from the Institute of Science and International Security. He has a new book about this at the same time that John Bolton is acknowledging that Iran is continuing its pursuit of nuclear weapons. What is to be done? We will talk about that with David Albright next time. We also have both Ted Cruz and Mike Pompeo coming up later in the week, both potential presidential nominees. We will talk about that and much more, all coming up in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. That's 800-378-3212.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.